Strong earnings from Target and Lowe's pushed the market higher today. And then, the Fed minutes. It's the Business News headlines for Wednesday, the 21st of August. Thanks for coming by again today, everybody. Health insurance and costs for those with insurance, those continue to climb. Speaking of money, the U.S. budget deficit made news again today. Walmart is suing Tesla, and a Nebraska woman scammed out of over $163,000. It's quite a story. Also today, Deborah Renner from Tarot International joins me for yet another quiz, this time about fostering a culture of entitlement. Or maybe we shouldn't. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Tarot International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You can reach out to us on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me on Twitter as well, at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, the market's got some good news today from Lowe's and Target as the two big box stores reported strong quarterly results. Target shares surged by more than 16% to a record after the retailer posted second quarter results that topped analyst expectations. The company's same-store sales, that's a key metric for retailers, expanded by 3.4%. Analysts thought a growth of 2.9% second quarter earnings report as well. The better-than-expected results come at a time when traders are worried about a possible U.S. economic slowdown. Those fears have led investors away from riskier assets like equities in favor of traditionally safer assets like gold and treasuries. However, at the end of the day today, the stocks did pretty well. Dow Jones Industrial Average was up by over 240 points to close above 26,000. NASDAQ was up by 71 points and change. S&P 500 gained 23 points, almost 24 points, and closed at 29.24. Meanwhile, the Federal Reserve Board released the minutes of their meeting, which indicate the rate cut, the first since 2008, was put into place as insurance against too low inflation and the risk of a deeper slump in business investment, all of that stemming from uncertainty over President Donald Trump's trade war. The minutes did not shift the outlook for further rate cuts this year. And that fact seemed to temper Wall Street a bit this afternoon, coming off of its session highs. The Fed went out of its way to highlight the reasons for the recent rate cut in three bullet points, citing signs of economic deceleration, risk management concerns, and too low inflation. That trade uncertainty, which the Fed said would remain a persistent headwind for the outlook, also factored in. You know, we hear much these days about the run-up of the 2020 campaign and health care insurance. What's often held up are the people who have health care coverage from their employer and how fortunate they are. However, just released from the Kaiser Health Foundation is a staggering amount of data that might surprise you. Over the past decade, health insurance costs for U.S. employees of large companies have risen, get this, by more than twice as fast as their pay. Between 2008 and 2018, families with coverage through a large employer, and that's usually defined as a corporation with at least 1,000 employees. Anyway, those folks saw their costs jump 67%. That was more than twice as fast as their wages increased over that same 10-year span and more than three times the rise in inflation. In 2018, a family of four in the United States with coverage from a larger employer spent a total of $7,700 on health care. That's up from $4,600 just a decade earlier. Employers, which pay for the lion's share of employee health coverage, are also facing rising costs. The amount they spend on premium contributions for employees rose 51% from $10,000 to just over $15,000 during that same 10-year period. Wages and insurance are linked in this study. It's no surprise that health insurance costs have outstripped wage growth. As employers' costs have risen, money that companies might have plowed into worker pay is instead going toward providing health care coverage. The employers that we've talked with over the years tell us that they're getting 12 to 20% increases in premiums each year, and at the current rate, it's just plain unsustainable going forward. So, if we're paying all of this money for health care, the health care Americans are receiving must be top-notch, right? Well, no. The additional spending doesn't translate into better benefits or health services, and while health care becomes more expensive, health outcomes are worsening. All this boils down to why you are hearing more and more talk about some sort of Medicare for all or the public option, because as my friends in business say, the current system is not sustainable. Your thoughts? You can hit us up on Twitter or reply anywhere on the radio blog. Well, according to a new report set out by the Congressional Budget Office, the U.S. budget deficit is set to widen to $1 trillion by fiscal year 2020, and that is 2 years sooner than previously estimated. Why? Well, the deficit will expand faster than thought after recent legislation that raised spending levels, but that is not all. The deficit has expanded under President Trump, and we can point to the Republican $1.5 trillion tax cut package, increased federal spending, and an aging population that's boosting the cost of social programs like Medicare. The U.S. last ran a deficit bigger than $1 trillion between 2009 and 2012, when former President Barack Obama ran a large bailout for the financial markets and a stimulus plan to yank the country out of the financial crisis. At that time, if you remember, the very people who are in charge of the government today were howling about the then large deficit. Just keeping things in perspective. Two Del Monte Foods production facilities will be closed soon. The Sleepy Eye, Minnesota, and the Mendota, Illinois facilities will be shuttered at the end of the current vegetable packing season. That's expected to be in late October. The plant closing will impact nearly 1,000 workers. Del Monte will also be selling off a plant in Wisconsin and the manufacturing assets from its Crystal City, Texas location. The company's managing director of Del Monte parent company, and that's Singapore-based Del Monte Pacific Limited, said the food brand will continue production at its other U.S. locations, and the reason the plants are shutting down is cost control. Walmart, get this, is suing Tesla over several fires it says are linked to the company's solar panels. The world's largest retailer used the panels on hundreds of stores, but was forced to disconnect them after several separate fires. Walmart is accusing Tesla of systematic negligence in the installation of the panels. Tesla announced earlier this week it was relaunching its struggling solar panel business with a rental option. Doesn't much sound like a good time for a relaunch, right? And finally, there is this. Police in Lincoln, Nebraska say a 63-year-old woman there was sweet-talked out of over $162,000 by somebody she met on social media. It seems the person or people who communicated with the woman said his name was Ethan and that he worked on a boat in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. I'm not making this up. He made several requests for money, including $3,000 for internet service, $30,000 for a vacation, and $50,000 for a plane ticket. Yeah, a $50,000 plane ticket? The woman had money sent from her retirement account to several places, including places in Georgia and Texas, and when she finally figured out it was all a con, she filed a fraud claim. However, her account holder refused the claim because she voluntarily withdrew the money. I mean, $50,000 plane ticket and $30,000 for a vacation? What would have been your first clue anyway, right? Oh my. Coming up, a conversation with Deborah Renner. She's the Chief Learning Officer for Taro International. We're going to take a deeper dive into what creates an employee who may feel entitled rather than engaged. I get to take a quiz, and you do too, should you wish. Go ahead and follow along with Deborah Renner next here on the Business News Headlines.